What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. My name is Mike. Dylan is still on the short list of people I'd like to knock out about this bumper music. This is Squidbilly next to me, and that's Allie, commissioner. G, holding it down. We're live out here in Flowery Branch. The line to get in the security gate is starting to back up. The Titans are coming to town today to do a couple crossover practices today and tomorrow before that preseason game on Friday night.
Can I just say something
I
real quick?
I did have one story. Come on, man. Go ahead.
I just want to say, Mike, you know, if you want to just send me a list of songs, I'd be more than happy to
hand deliver this. You know, just anything.
But I simply said, like, hey, play Taylor out of this, and he did it for me.
Exactly. Yeah, it can be so easy for you.
Y'all want to air out or show grievances? Just right here.
Now you have a problem with this. You're usually the guy doing it.
I'm just saying. I want to make you happy, Mike. But you know, I'm just saying. What do you want to hear? I'm just.
All right.
You know, if Raheem Morris is upset with something Michael Penix is doing, he might want to show him what he wants, how exactly he wants it done, instead of just complaining about it.
Okay. Mike, we could take something from Raheem Morris's playlist from this morning when he pulled in the parking lot.
He had a little J. Cole bumping, didn't he? Raheem pulled in a little J. Cole. He was, and it wasn't on the volume wasn't on 3. I can tell you that. He was trying to wake himself this morning at about 5 o'clock. So shout out to Raheem for that. I do want to get this quick story really quick before we get the wake-up call. 404-726-0929. Bo had his top 5 list of adult cartoons, and it was pretty good. I think it was a little bit out of order, but it was pretty good. And it just brought me back to memories of my childhood, because I was not allowed to watch The Simpsons when I was young. And my mom, she didn't want me to do anything outlandish. And I remember the first time – so I got a car when I was 16. I got a Geo Tracker, red one. Had the little dolphin swimming on the head unit. You know
nice.
What I mean?
Nice.
Yeah. Just love you were in a Geo Tracker. Yeah. You could have carried that car to school.
Seriously.
I parked behind my mom one day, and you had this lime wire and the CD burner and all that kind of thing. So I had a burnt CD in there, and she had to move my car from behind hers one day, and it was no. Afro Man.
Oh no.
Dude. The next thing I knew, there was a snapped in half CD in the trash.
Oh,
and I was like,
my
what happened
goodness.
To my CD? My mom was like, are you kidding me? Did you think that I got you a car so you could listen to trash like that? And I was like, oh, man, this is not good. So, yeah, I had to wait another couple of years before I headed off to college, before I burned another CD and got to bump to Afro Man again. But, it was funny. I was kind of going back through that memory when you were talking about some of these shows. It was like, definitely was not allowed to watch that when I was little.
Yeah, and I think that's –
Beavis and Butthead being one of them.
Well, and that's and I even told you guys, I got in trouble for watching Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah. Yep.
And that was why I put – The Simpsons and, Family Guy and Beavis and Butt, because those to me are adult shows. Like, if Melrose was 7 or 8 right now, she's not, but if she was, I'd be like, no, you can't watch that.
Right.
Like,
right.
That's, there's just too much in it, man. Like, there's way too much.
We had 3 shows we weren't allowed to watch. Beavis and Butthead was one of them.
Yep.
Ren and Stimpy was another one, because that one actually was an adult show if you go back and watch some of that. And then not animated, but Married with Children.
Yes, that's a good point.
That's a good show.
That one, yeah.
Love and Al Bundy.
We do have full phone lines right now. If you're on the line, look, try to get through it quickly. All right, nothing long-winded on the phone lines today because we are log-jammed, and we'll try to get through most of these people here on the phones before we get there. Sports Talk on 92.9 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. So let's head out to the phone line, 404-726-0929, although it doesn't sound like I need to say that number one more time because we are log jammed. Dylan, let's start at the top. Let's go with our buddy Dan over in Decatur. Dan, you're on the morning shift.
What's happening?
Dan, what's going on, man?
Good morning. Hey, what's happening? Hey, Bo, great list.
Living the dream.
Had me laughing, especially when I heard King of the Hill. I don't know if you've been watching the new season. You know, they came back out. If you haven't got a chance to watch it, watch it.
It's great, man. I love it.
The other night. Yes, I love it. Bobby's 21 now with his own restaurant. Funniest crap ever. But other than that, man, like, you hit everything on the head. A lot of those stuff I wasn't able to watch. But it's funny now that I understand, now that I watch some of those shows as an adult, especially South Park, you get to understand back then as to why you shouldn't have been watching it back then. So, you know, great list. Great job, Bo. You hit it on the head. I still love all those shows. Y'all have a great day, man.
Yeah, thanks.
Man.
That's Dan Indicator.
Thank you.
That's Dan Indicator.
Good call, Dan.
This
brilliant.
Man's out here. I think he just did the Degeneration X sign out here. All right, let's move on. Dylan, let's go over to Ramon up in Gwinnett. What's going on, buddy?
Good morning. Morning, Shiv.
Ramon, you got me?
Before I get started,
hey, what's up, man?
Say, I want to give y'all flowers. Great job in the morning. Actually love listening to y'all show. But when it comes to this list,
appreciate that, man. Thank you very much.
I was calling today to pledge my allegiance to the nation, but I had a problem with this list. Good list, but I think we missed
now
one.
Now sit back down, Bo.
It's Aqua Teen Hunger Force, Meat Wad, Master Shake.
Wow.
How do we not have them on the list?
That's a good pull. That's a good pull, Ramon.
Yeah,
that's a good pull.
Thank you
very much for calling,
and we appreciate your allegiance. it's a good pull. I know Mike Bell's a huge fan. Mike and I, he got me to watch a few episodes. I just never could get to watching a lot of it. Dude, there's only so much time of the day for me to binge watch stuff.
You fit in more than anybody I know, and so yeah, I'm with you. And look, Commissioner Gordon brought up a good one there, the Boondock Saints.
Yeah,
that's a good pull as well. All right, let's go back out of the phone line, Dylan. Let's talk to Tori over in Acworth. Tori, what's going on, man? You're on the morning shift.
Hey, thanks. I want to check in to Allie's Army.
Tori,
King of Battle. Yeah, gotcha. Can you hear me?
Oh,
yes!
My gosh.
Love it.
Yeah, man.
We got you. Sorry.
All right, good. Yeah, hey, love the list, Bo. I'm going to add a non-animated one I couldn't watch, and that was in Living Color. So I tried to be a progressive parent. I said, I'm going to let my daughter watch South Park. I let her watch South Park, and 2 minutes into the COVID Wuhan bat episode, I turned it off and said, don't tell your mother.
Oh, God.
That's let me tell you something.
Thanks that for the was phone a, call, Tori. That, appreciate that.
That's a tough one to watch right there. I did watch that, and that's a hell of an episode to let your kid watch for the first time.
Yeah. All right. Appreciate the phone call, and I know the delay is a little bit worse than normal. So here, let's try to move on down the list, Dylan. Let's talk to Cannon over in Noonan. Cannon, what's going on, man? Hope you're having a good morning.
Man, good morning, y'all. That was a good list. I was actually Beavis for Halloween one year, but I think Archer, just based off the first couple seasons, could have been higher. Archer is a great show, but it gets a little weird towards the end. And I don't know how y'all talked about the Titans and Oilers. I'm sorry to bring this up without mentioning Earl Campbell.
So that's a great pull.
Just because I'm not talking about because I'm talking about the Titans. That's why I appreciate the phone call, Ken. Thanks so much.
I think Earl Campbell would be the greatest Oiler of all time. He's spotted. He called me out. He's right on that. The reason I didn't have Archer higher, real quick, I just couldn't justify it putting it over the other ones. And the reason why was most of those other ones were groundbreaking in some way.
This man is tasting him. right now. He is feel like,
I know,
all of a sudden it went from you can't argue with my list to, you know, those shows were really groundbreaking in their own right. Like, all of a sudden it's Professor Squid over here talking about the, like, adult cartoons.
Why do you hate me because I do lists right?
I'm just
and you
saying
don't.
It went from us like trying to compliment your list and now you got to take it to the
I
next
know.
Level.
Yeah,
now,
I
was now giving, they're groundbreaking.
I was, just, I was giving him he was asking why Archer right. wasn't higher. I was I'm sorry. Supposed to answer my fans' questions.
Let's
oh,
get through
my goodness.
Two more phone calls. Let's talk to our buddy Anthony over in Covington. Anthony, what's going on, boss?
Good morning. Good morning. Fearless leader. Fantastic list. I would have had Family Guy a little bit higher, but fantastic list. Can't complain about anything. But, hey, as far as callers go, nobody's touching on the most important thing. Buckle your chin strap up, baby. Is joint practice the most important time when it comes to training camp? With our boys, hey, let's pray for health. Everybody get through this. But real quick, what's the over-under between Matthew Bergeron and James Pierce Jr.? I'm setting the over-under at 2.5 fights between them two moving forward. Y'all have a fantastic Tuesday. Love you all.
Yeah, thanks, Anthony. I'm
appreciate
taking
you, brother.
Give me the over. Give me the over. If you set the over for the next – if you set the over-under for the next 2 days at 3.5 fights – I'm taking the over.
I would take the over. Here's the deal. I think
two
we'll have –
two per day? Yeah, I'm taking the over.
I think 75% of the fights will come from the trenches, but I do believe we'll have a little DB tussle. Somebody – a DB is going – and a receiver are going to go out at one point. And it might not be – it might be more unknown, you know. It might be like, you know, a slot receiver and Billy Bowman getting in a fight, but I'll take it.
What was the
– I mean, not that I want him to fight, but –
what was the D-line coach's name? Was it Brian Cox who got into it with Michael Orr? Do you remember that? Like, when I was out here, one of the years I was out here, Brian Cox was our defense line coach, and Michael, they were doing one-on-ones on a different field,
dude.
And him and Michael Orr, the blind side, got a little face-to-face. I was like, wow, this is cool.
I'm going to say something. Brian Cox might be one of my favorite coaches to ever be around. Dude was a personality. He was fun to be around. He would tell stories. I miss that dude around here.
Well, keep the conversation going surrounding Bo's top five list of adult cartoons. You can do that on Twitter at 9 to 9 Morning Shift. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Coming up, what are you expecting to see today from the Falcons and Titans joint practice? We're going to talk about it next with the Morning Shift live from Falcons training camp on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Yes, it is Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We are the morning shift, and we are live from Falcons training camp in Flowery Branch. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is back at the studio while Gordon is hanging out with us. And don't forget, you can always listen to Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, on Odyssey. You can also listen on iHeartRadio or tune in that app as well. It's free 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now, the countdown is on for the joint practice today with the Titans. The Falcons right now are not getting their reps in, so I'm expecting some extra energy going into this practice
all
today.
All right, just calm down a little bit. All right, they're tired. All right, we don't need any extra expectations being thrown on there. All right, they'll get their work in today.
What are you, a union rep right now?
What are you doing? It's tough enough to be out there. I need Allie to go, well, expect more. Expect more from these guys today.
That's exactly what I sounded like, too.
She's already, like, went straight sports radio, ain't she? I mean, she's been here, four minutes? She's like, I expect some hard-hitting action. I'll tell you what, they're just going to be all fired up to go.
She went straight Falcons Reddit right there, you know what I mean? Where it's like, hey, you know what? I heard they weren't in the weight room today. Ought to have an extra – pack an extra punch tonight.
I really thought that you and I enjoyed watching seeing guys in there, just seeing, you know, activity and seeing what they're doing. I think Allie might have liked it because she was the first one to be like, they're not in there. Where are they at?
Yeah,
why are they not here?
Why aren't they there?
I'm going to expect more now. They didn't get their lift in.
It is exciting, though. You know, someone else that's also just as excited as I am.
All of my fans out here that you
about,
saw?
Well, the fans coming in right now, yes, they are coming through the gate at this point, and there have been a few Squid Nation thrown out there, which is unfortunate.
Squid Nation for life.
Dylan. For life.
Dylan.
Thank you, Dylan.
He's on it with that.
But I know. It's crazy.
Well, you know, maybe Mike shouldn't have accosted him on air earlier. Dylan knows who's got his back.
The other person I'm talking about that's excited about the joint practice today, Chris Lindstrom, spoke about it yesterday after practice.
Yeah, it's very, very competitive. I think when you have two teams that are willing to work, kind of eliminate the nonsense that sometimes goes on, and you just kind of really focus on what's done, you can get really, really productive work in a safer environment, and get that work. And you know, I know they have Jeff Simmons and a lot of really good players that are going to make me better heading into the season. And just to see something different, you see our defense, they know our calls, we know their calls. So it's just like, get a little something different in a good competitive environment is fun.
Is there anything specifically you guys are going to be looking for today?
Well, first of all, Lindstrom just mentioned it. I'll be looking to see him and Jeffrey Simmons go one-on-one pass rush and things like that. But I just want to see the Falcons, from an operation standpoint, keep consistency. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the biggest thing for me is, you know, you talk so much about, hey, who won this rep, who won that rep. How about you just simple things like don't jump off sides, don't have fumbled snaps, don't throw interceptions, things of that sort. So that's what I'd be looking for first and foremost. Then you'll get into the matchups later on down the road in the thought process. But that's just the first thing. I don't think that any Titans fans are thinking they're going to come here and drum the Falcons. They're a team still kind of on the upswing. So we'll see what happens from that aspect. But it ought to be a fun day.
Yeah, Elliot, since they didn't work out today, this extra energy they're going to have, I'm looking forward to the competition that they're going to.
Goodness gracious. I'm going to back that comment up right up to where Mike said earlier that there's going to be extra energy in practice.
Yes.
I'm going to put it side by side for the replay tomorrow.
Yeah, and type that down.
Mike's onto something with the execution, because that's really what you're looking. Well, I think more than anything, you know your guys can play, right? You trust in them. So you're really looking to see if they can go out there to what Mike's saying and execute and not do little things. But there's some one-on-ones that you know you're looking for. L'Jarius Sneed and Drake London. I want to see my best go against their best, right? Jeffrey Simmons and Chris Lindstrom's a very good one. Then I go on the other side, and I want to see how I get to see, once again, James Paris Jr. and Jalen Walker, you know, go against what Latham and Dan Moore. Maybe it's just Floyd and AK. Who knows? You know, I'm still wanting to see some stuff from Braylon Trice. And this is the first time, I'm assuming, we didn't get to see him in the first preseason game, but I'm assuming this is the first time since the injury we're going to see Braylon Trice go against someone that doesn't wear red and black. You know, so and Lindstrom nailed it with the, they don't know what we're doing, we don't know what they're doing. And that's why when people get upset about, hey, he's not playing in the preseason, well, they count this, right?
Yeah.
These are live reps that they count. They're officiated, and they're just it's just in a more controlled environment where they feel like their guys aren't going to get injured.
Yeah. And like you said, man, there's a number of different things out there. I also want to see just our guys compete, not necessarily in a matchup form or format, but, you know, I want to see Kyle Pitts get game reps. I want to see, you know, different guys. I want to see Casey Washington, who's been kind of a darling of the Falcons training camp so far. Let's see what that looks like in some of these live reps against another NFL team. There's a number of guys like that when you work yourself up and down. Josh Woods. How about that? Josh Woods.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You know, a guy who was really a standout player on Friday night in the three quarters he played against the Lions. Let's see if we can move that into a second week against NFL caliber competition. So, I don't know, man. There's just it's an exciting day because there's just new names and different things to talk about. So, I want you to, before we get to mic'd up, I want you to keep this number in mind because it's going to be the answer to your question. 35. 35 is the answer to your question. Dylan, let's hit a mic'd up. A sports legend yesterday asked his girlfriend of a long time to marry him. Mm-hmm. He is 40 years old. She is 31. His name is Cristiano Ronaldo. Now, if anybody hasn't been paying attention, he's been one of the best soccer players in the world for quite some time. He also is one of the richest people in the world and has been for quite some time. He does share four children with his now fiance. All right, but if you haven't seen this ring making its rounds on socials, and I know that we've talked earlier about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. I'm not trying to do all the romance thing going on. And obviously, from some of the things you hear about Cristiano Ronaldo, he probably owes her a big ring. All right, but I want you to do yourself a favor and look up a picture of the ring that he put on her finger yesterday. He is making every man that's ever proposed, look bad. I don't know where he found this thing. I don't know what he did. I don't know how expensive it was. But I want you to look down at your Apple Watch or whatever's on your wrist right now and imagine that's the diamond that this woman put on her hand yesterday as she said yes. And I'll be honest, he could have proposed to me. I'm not sure I would have said no to the ring sliding on my finger that looked that big. Now, how big is this ring?
It's the size of an egg.
It is 35 carats. 35 carats from what I was understanding and talking to some jewelers yesterday, north of $5 million you would pay for a baseline price on that thing just for the stone. There's obviously a lot of other kind of things thrown around there. Nobody knows really. It's not like it came out and was like, well, I dropped $8 million on it. 35 carats is what I read yesterday.
And I've got it pulled up, and I'm not disputing what your expert said, that this People article says that some believe it to be as big as 37.
Yeah, it's
unbelievable.
Massive stone.
That doesn't make me feel less in any way because I don't have Ronaldo money, nor, you know, so I'm not.
Wow.
I ain't
surprised here.
I ain't sweating this. I mean, I don't expect to get anything that big.
You know, Allie, I did not for as. gonna sit that one out.
Sorry.
Speaking of typing timestamps on your laptop. I've lost my train of thought.
But I'm so sorry. This thing could be used as a weapon, though.
Yeah. My buddy used to wear his rings when he wanted to get in a fight in high school. She probably would do the same thing.
Yeah, it looks insane. It looks like something from a cartoon, like something they would have used in Aladdin. You know what I mean? Like when they find the jewels when he's looking for the
lamp. Jafar when he had it, he's like for the ring.
the one that Iago had to walk on.
I mean, it goes from like one knuckle to the next. It covers it up. She's
genuinely.
Lose some,
it looks uncomfortable.
Insane.
She will lose some mobility in that hand.
You might cut herself on it.
Just shocked to hear Bo take the route of like, yeah, I'm not. You know, I don't even feel less. Like, wow. To hear Bo take the my wife loves me for me route, you know, I didn't hear that coming after the show
when
we've had
you
today.
Zags, Mike.
You know what I mean? He's a moving target. But nonetheless, man, Cristiano Ronaldo, if you haven't looked it up, congratulations to the happy couple. And she looks extremely happy. Let's just put it that way, man.
I got to give you credit on this story. I didn't even know it happened.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. I just, you know, you start scrolling and all of a sudden you're like, oh, my God, whose ring is that? Jesus.
But do you wear it in everyday life? Like, do you wear it?
What is the insurance policy on that?
What's the insurance policy? If you're going for a jog, are you wearing it when you're going for a jog?
No.
Is that kind of like when you know, some guys will get like a Super Bowl ring and then have the fake that they wear
probably,
out in public?
Yeah.
Like that's like a Super Bowl ring. You can't wear that thing in public every day.
That thing's like eight Super Bowl rings.
You got a security guard, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure he does.
Just nuts. I don't know. What did the box look like that thing came in? Do you think it was like this big?
How did he hide it in his pocket?
You know what I mean? It was like the size of like the box.
There's your timestamp right there.
The show is going off the rails. That means we should probably take a little break.
That was not on me, Dylan, for the record.
Well, coming up next, we're going to be joined by a longtime college football writer and friend of the show, Tony Barnhart. That is next with The Morning Shift, live from Falcons Training Camp on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Mike Johnson, Squid Billy, Bo Morgan, and Allie Mack hanging out here live in Flowery Branch for the Atlanta Falcons training camp. Going to welcome in here any minute now. We should see buses pulling up with the Tennessee Titans getting off. They'll be squaring up today on multiple fields. We were just getting some of the details about where things will be located and what time things will be happening. So we'll have a ton of fun out here and get a kind of a preview of Friday night's preseason game over the next couple of days. Although I would probably make the argument that these practices are more important than that preseason game. But nonetheless, the show rolls on. Appreciate you guys so much for hanging out with us. We'll have all the latest and greatest on that, obviously, tomorrow when we get back to the show. But for right now, we're going to go out to the phone line and welcome in longtime college football writer, Mr. Tony Barnhart. You can find him on X at Mr. College Football. And Tony, appreciate you hanging out with us. I'm a Bama guy. I know you're a Georgia guy, but I'm a Bama guy. I want to start with the Ty Simpson news that came out yesterday about him being named the starting quarterback. Is that a good thing? I don't really know what to expect from Ty Simpson, and I think Bama's like a lot of teams in the top 10. There are question marks at quarterback, but we're kind of riding with the guy who's in the number one spot right now.
Well, Ty Simpson's a guy who's been in the program for 4 years, and you can't overstate what that's about. This position is, it's about talent, but it's also about experience. And Ty Simpson has been pretty consistent in practice, based on everything that I've read and I've heard. And so they'll see this. They've got some talented people in that quarterback room, but we will see in the first game with Florida State coming up on October 30th. We'll see if Ty Simpson's the guy.
Well, Tony, the polls have come out, and Texas is ranked number one, even though they're the underdog to Ohio State. So what questions are there still about the Texas program with Ohio State if they're ranked number one?
Well, that's not too bad, right? I don't think you can get much higher than that. And Texas is overall probably the most athletic team in all of college football. Obviously, everybody knows about Arch Manning and all that, but they're talented across the board, and they have a great play caller in Steve Sarkisian. So I think all the elements are there, and I think they're the most complete team. We still got some questions about Ohio State. We still got some questions about Penn State, but I think there are fewer questions about Texas than anybody out there.
Tony Barnhart joining us here on the morning shift. Well, I'll go ahead and straight. I'll keep it with quarterbacks and questions about high-ranking teams. You know, Gunnar Stockton is kind of penciled in as the one at Georgia, but you know, reports come out that Puglisi had a good scrimmage. Is Stockton going to hold on to this job through fall camp, or you know, is Kirby going to have a quick trigger? How's this going to play out?
Gunnar Stockton is the starting quarterback for the University of Georgia. Okay, he is the guy who has been in the program. He is the guy who has the locker room. Nick Saban told me a long time ago. He said you don't need to ponder about who your starting quarterback is. Just walk into your own locker room. The players know who the best quarterback is. And yeah, on a list of things to be concerned about for Georgia, to me, Gunnar Stockton is way down the list. You know, Georgia's got a number of issues to deal with. In fact, not the least of which, the fact that they haven't been able to run the ball in 3 or 4 years. All right, they were second to last in the SEC in rushing. We're talking about Georgia, all right? So I think Gunnar Stockton is going to be fine. And this group of players in that Georgia locker room are not going to let him fail. And so I don't have all this big concern about the quarterback position. Gunnar Stockton's starting quarterback.
Well, let's kind of stick on that point, Tony. And one of the things we've talked about over the last couple of weeks is Georgia's schedule. And there's kind of some back and forth about which game is actually the toughest one on Georgia's schedule. Obviously, you kind of, you know, couple teams like Marshall and Austin-Peay to start the year, but all of a sudden you're on the road at Tennessee. Bama's coming to town before the end of September. You know, you have to go to Auburn. You're going to play Ole Miss at home. Florida and Georgia Tech, neutral site games. Texas is there in between those. What do you think the toughest game on Georgia's schedule is this year?
Tennessee. I think going into Knoxville is always a hard thing to do. I think the Jacksonville game is going to be as tough, but it's not. You know, you don't have the home crowd working against you. So I would say, as you sit there and look at that schedule, that trip to Knoxville looms very large, and it comes at, as Larry Munson used to say, it comes at you pretty quick.
Tony, the South Carolina yesterday announces that they have Blanchard Cat services, the Caterpillar services, on their field. It's a big logo. I mean, how soon before this is on every major school in the country's field where they have a local business sponsoring the field like this?
Sure, that's part of it. You know, it is a situation where you've got a space there that you can advertise on, and at a time when you've got to come up with $20.5 million every single year to pay the athletes, you have to use every revenue source, and people will just have to get comfortable with it, because we insist that we're going to pay the players, and that's the right thing to do. But you've got to find a way to generate that income, and this is one way you do it.
Is any of this also due to making sure that the Title IX programs are still around? Because football, we know, generates so many other programs in the past in these universities that if they're paying players, that takes away from other programs.
Well, there's no question that you've got to keep the Title IX component in. And that, you know, you can't just start cutting sports. That's another good way to get hauled back into court. So, yeah, the Title IX thing is very important. People assume that all this money's going to football, but it's not all going to football. You got to come up with enough to fund all your non-revenue and Olympic sports.
Hanging out with Mr. College Football, Tony Barnhart. We're live here in Flowery Branch at Atlanta Falcons training camp. Tony, one of the things that my biggest takeaway, and, you know, the polls start coming out, and you got the coaches and the AP and everything else that kind of goes along with that. The top 10, really the top 20, the entire top 25, but mostly the top 10 I've looked at, I'm having a hard time with the quarterback position. I think there are some guys, obviously Drew Aller and Cade Klubnik and Garrett Nussmeier, but I don't know that I'm over the moon confident in any of those guys. Arch Manning kind of fits the same billing. Is there anybody that sticks out to you as a quarterback this year, you know, specifically maybe in the top 10, but anywhere really, of saying, man, I'm confident that that guy is going to deliver this year?
Nussmeier is going to deliver. He's going to have a wow, big year. There are a lot of guys who threw for 3,000 yards last year. Not so much when it comes to 4,000 yards. And that, I think he is an NFL player through and through, son of a coach, grew up in the family business. Cade Klubnik at Clemson is a guy who's going to have a big, big year. And, yeah, you wonder about what's going to happen with LR at Penn State. Georgia, we talked about. Notre Dame, they're still looking for a quarterback, and they're number six. So, yeah, they're a lot of good quarterbacks, but guys that just, you know, dominate, that remains to be seen. We don't know about Arch Manning. You know, we haven't seen what do they say? The sample size is not big enough, they always say, and that's something that we're going to find out. But guess what? We get to find out about Arch Manning real quick. They're planning a testing game on the road.
Yeah. Well, Tony, I would ask you, you talk about, you know, learning stuff. How long is the leash going to be at Chapel Hill with Bill Belichick? Because there's been so much drama around the spring and into the summer with his time there already. If it starts off bad, are they going to give him time to try to right the ship, or is there going to be a short leash on him?
No, there's not going to be a short lease on him. There are too many people who've invested too much time and too much money to get Bill Belichick to Chapel Hill and to get the recognition that North Carolina is going to receive. So, and look, guys, we all know what's going on with Belichick. Belichick, I forget the number, but Belichick is within striking distance of Don Shula as the all-time winningest coach in the history of the NFL. And when Bill Belichick says it's not important to him, trust me, it's very important to him, and it's personal. So I will say this. If, you know, I'm always intrigued when NFL coaches go into the college atmosphere, how that works. For some it works, for some it doesn't, and I'm keeping my eye on this one. But if an NFL job comes knocking because Bill Belichick's had a good year, Bill Belichick's going to take that job.
Finishing up here with Tony Barnhart, we're live on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. Tony, we just talked about the quarterback position. We've talked about some of the best teams in the country. Tell me about a player that is not a quarterback that you think might be the best player in college football.
Oh, golly. I don't know, guys. It's hard for me to pick names out of a hat. If you gave me some lists, I'd probably be able to help you out. Obviously, the wide receiver at Alabama is just an extraordinary player. Williams, there's a lot of talent out there this year.
Okay. Hey, Tony, I know Jimbo Fisher said he still loves the game, he would still love to do it, but I don't know what a return to coaching looks like for him. Is that a coach at a lesser Power 4 school? Is it the job outside the Power 4, or is it, Mike and I were talking yesterday, or could it be a, you know, being back as an OC somewhere? What would the future in coaching look like for Jimbo?
It's a great question. When he says he wants to get back into it, he has something to give. And the guy won a national championship at Florida State. He knows what he's doing. But at what level does he want to come back? Does he want to come back at a lower level and work his way up to the upper level, or do he say, "Hey, I've proved myself as a head coach. I'll take a job." And I don't see Jimbo coming back at Alcorn State. Okay, or Appalachian State, or a job like it. Great play. Appalachian State I love, but I don't see him coming back at a lower level. So, you know, we shall see. But I find it, that just goes to show you the hold that this profession has on people, because if there's anybody in the world who's financially secure, it's Jimbo Fisher. He doesn't need the money. And coaches, they miss it. I've known a lot of coaches doing this for a long time, and when they get away from it, it just they miss everything about it. They miss the camaraderie. They miss practice. They miss the games. They miss all the relationships with coaches. They miss it a lot. And so, and Jimbo Fisher is still a young guy. That will be one to keep an eye on.
Do you think Kirby's like that? That if he ever – if he decided in like 6 or 7 years he's won another title, he's like, I think I'm going to get out of it. Do you think he would be in 2 years saying, man, I got to get back. I want it bad. I want to do it again.
Yeah. I think so. I think he would miss it too much. I mean, the guy's a coach, you know, and you know, he's the coach. He's the son of a coach. It's ingrained, and he's still a young man. And so, yeah, I think he would miss it. Now, if he got out to do something else, to start a foundation or do something, you know, charity work and stuff, that would be different. But he got started as a young man. He's had a lot of success. Can't believe this is his 10th year. How is that even possible?
I don't even know.
It's unbelievable. Maybe that's why Saban stayed out of it, because he got into doing the TV, and that's kind of keeping him busy with those VRBO commercials.
Well, I went to see Coach Saban. I'm doing a little tour my last year doing this, and I went to go see Coach Saban, spent some time with him. There's a guy who knows he made the right decision, and he made the right decision at the right time to get out. And so he is a great ambassador for college football. And if college football ever came to its senses and appointed a commissioner, he's the guy you'd want to do it.
Yeah, absolutely tough to disagree with that. That's Tony Barnhart, Mr. College Football. Tony, thanks so much for hanging out with us today, buddy.
All right, guys. Good to be with you.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, Tony. Thanks to Tony Barnhart for joining us this morning. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We got to scoot out to practice. So for Mike, Bo, Dylan, Gordon, and myself, Allie Mack, thank you for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next. Live from Falcons training camp on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
stay cool, Atlanta.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.